Prairie Trails Newsletter, Spring 2018, Volume 13, Number 2, Josh Easter, Editor. Approximate reading time, 13 minutes. Contents: Spring Book Discussion for Adults, Descriptive Videos, South Dakota Collection, Winter Reading Program Winner, Summer Reading Program Information, 10 Squared Club Inductee, and more. Notes from the Assistant State Librarian, Stephen Buris. Spring is when you feel like whistling, even with a shoe full of slush. Doug Larson. Spring in South Dakota is a much different experience than growing up in Louisiana. It has been almost 2 years since I moved here to be the director of the Braille and Talking Book Library and assistant state librarian. It has been wonderful. I look forward to many more years here and continuous success for all our patrons. The 2018 Winter Reading Program was once again a big success. We had 42 young readers sign up, with 36 completing the program. These young students are the future of South Dakota. There are more opportunities for patrons of all ages to become involved throughout the year. We are hosting an adult book discussion in May, youth summer reading program in June and July, and will be introducing a more robust collection of descriptive DVDs. Continue listening for those details. Stephen Buris. Spring Book Discussion by Linda Lowen, Adult Programs Coordinator. Call today to join our May 1st book discussion. Land of the Burnt Thigh by Edith Eldora Cole is the title for our spring book discussion. South Dakota Humanities Scholar Dorothy Legal will lead the discussion on Tuesday, May 1st, 2018, starting at 6:30 p.m. Central Time, 5:30 Mountain Time. Participants will call in on a special toll-free number or join her in person at the State Library in Pierre. If you are interested in joining the discussion, please call Linda at 1-800-423-6665, option 1, 2, to receive a copy of the book. Requests need to be made by April 17th to ensure that you will have a copy and time to read it before the discussion. This book takes about 6.5 hours to read. About the book. Among the hordes of homesteaders who settled the American West were thousands of single women who hoped to gain for themselves a piece of land and the money and satisfaction that came with it. The memoirs for many of these self-described girl homesteaders, long ignored by historians, show the significant impact these women had on their communities. Land of the Burnt Thigh, first published in 1938, is one of the best of these accounts. Edith Eldora Ammons and her sister Ida Mary moved to central South Dakota in 1907 to try homesteading near the Land of the Burnt Thigh, the Lower Brule Indian Reservation. The South Dakota Braille and Talking Book Spring Book Discussion is made possible by the South Dakota Humanities Council, an affiliate of the National Endowment for Humanities. Descriptive videos available. Borrow great blockbuster movies on DVD or Blu-ray from the South Dakota Braille and Talking Book Library. The movies are especially for the enjoyment of people who are blind or visually impaired. The movies carefully describe the visual elements of the movie action, characters, locations, costumes, and sets without interfering with the dialogue or sound effects. To enjoy these movies and hear the descriptions, all you need is a regular DVD or Blu-ray player and a television. You may borrow one or two movies at a time and put others on your request list. The loan period is 2 weeks. We have only one copy of each movie, so please return videos promptly so that others have a chance to enjoy them too. There was a replacement fee, the cost of replacement plus a $7 processing fee, for damaged or lost discs. Please contact your reader advisor if you want to sign up by calling the Braille and Talking Book Library at 1-800-423-6665, option 1. Some DVD and Blu-ray highlight titles are Marvel Cinematic Universe movies, Ant-Man, Avengers, Doctor Strange, Thor, Spider-Man Homecoming, Captain America Civil War. Disney movies such as Inside Out, Monsters, Inc., Frozen, Wreck-It Ralph, and Finding Nemo. Star Wars series, Harry Potter series, Passion of the Christ, Heaven is for Real, Noah, War Room, Titanic, Lincoln, Avatar, 50 Shades of Grey, Hope Springs, Eat, Pray, Love, Julie and Julia, and We Bought a Zoo. South Dakota Collection. The following books have been added to the South Dakota Collection. They are written by a South Dakota author or have some connections to South Dakota. Please call your reader advisor if you would like to order any of the following titles. South Dakota Outlaws and Scofflaws by John Andrews, Bernie Hunhoff, Roger Holtzman, and Katie Hunhoff. South Dakota's pioneer history was rich with horse thieves, con artists, snake oil salesmen, and the like. Whether from necessity or orneriness, some of our first citizens felt they needed to break laws just to claw out a living on the prairie. Our ancestors who lived outside of polite society's expectations make for some of South Dakota's best stories. We've compiled our favorites in Outlaws and Scofflaws, published by South Dakota Magazine. DBS 4815. Colorific February 2018 Winter Reading Program Winner. Choshkai, Rowan Horse, age 14, of Agency Village, South Dakota, was a winner in the second annual South Dakota Braille and Talking Book Library Winter Reading Program. Choshkai was awarded a 12-inch tactile and visual table globe. Colorific February was the theme of this year's program. Choshkai was one of 42 readers who participated. All participants are registered with the Braille and Talking Book Library program and read in an alternative format like Braille or digital audio. At the conclusion of the program, the 36 participants who returned their reading charts were eligible for the globe drawing. The globe is covered with a tactile clear plastic overlay. Among the overlay's features are continent outlines, elevations, and latitude and longitude lines. Thank you to all who participated. You are all winners. I hope you enjoyed the challenge, and I encourage you to continue to read every day, whether for learning or pleasure. 2018 Braille and Talking Book Summer Reading Program. Libraries Rock is the theme of the 2018 South Dakota Braille and Talking Book Library Summer Reading Program. It will run from June 3rd to July 14th, 2018, and is open to all youth registered with the Braille and Talking Book Library, ages birth to 19. It will have two age divisions, ages birth to 12 and ages 13 to 19. We are following the 20-24-7 reading program, where participants read a minimum of 20 minutes each day, 7 days a week. A sticker is placed on the provided reading chart each day when the participant reads a minimum of 20 minutes. Readers must return their reading charts at the conclusion of the program to be eligible for the gift cards drawings. There will be two age divisions, and each will have drawings for two Amazon gift cards. If a reader returns all of their weekly reading charts, they will have 6 chances to win. In addition to the gift cards, all entries will be combined for a grand prize drawing. Registration forms will be sent out by mail and email in April. If you need additional information, please contact Josh Easter at 1-800-423-6665, press 1-4, or email josh.easter@state.sd.us. Order alternative format textbooks. Braille or large print textbooks for students K-12 should be ordered as soon as possible to ensure that students will have them before school starts in the fall. The order form is on our website. Please contact Linda Lowen at 1-800-423-6665, option 1, 2, for more information. 10 Squared Club. The South Dakota Braille and Talking Book Library recognizes the accomplishments of our active readers who have reached age 100 or older. They are sent an invitation to join this elite club and receive a certificate of merit, a letter, and a small gift. We have heard amazing stories from our 10 Squared Club members. This newsletter's 10 Squared inductee is Evelyn M. Willett. Evelyn M. Willett was born on May 20, 1916. She signed up for Talking Books at the age of 101 and immediately became inducted into the 10 Squared Club for the South Dakota Braille and Talking Book Library. She received a 10 Squared certificate and a small gift to show our appreciation for being an active reader. Evelyn says her century of life has been a long one, a good one. She said she's kept busy. Keeping busy is a secret to a long life. She said she never read much as a child. It took her a while to understand words in a story. After she learned to read, she used to read stories of the West. Evelyn's favorite book of all time is the Bible. Now that she has become a Talking Book patron, she'll be able to listen to the entire Bible. Some things she enjoys are church, craft work, and she loves to take drives. Congratulations, Evelyn! Gifts and donations. Gifts and bequests that are donated to the Braille and Talking Book Library are used to enhance the services that we provide. We appreciate the generosity of those that give, and we miss those patrons who have been honored with memorials. All donations are considered a charitable donation and therefore are tax deductible. When making a donation, please include the address of those to be notified for memorials or donations in honor of a special occasion or person. The donations that you make are used to help us better serve our patrons. Donations have been used to purchase descriptive DVDs, celebrate the work of our volunteers, honor our readers who are 100 years old or older, and support reading programs such as the Summer Reading Program. You can designate a specific purpose for your gift. If you have any questions, call your reader advisor at 1-800-423-6665. Donations can be sent to South Dakota Braille and Talking Book Library, 800 Governors Drive, Pierre, South Dakota, 57501-2294. Please make checks payable to the South Dakota Braille and Talking Book Library. Thank you for helping to enhance and improve library services. Recent donations. Memorial donations. $100 from friends and family of Carrie Fredrickson. $300 from friends and family of Lorraine Johnson. $500 from the Ruth Poppin Estate. Holiday closings. The library will be closed for the following holidays. Please plan to order your books accordingly. Keep in mind that the books you return will take longer to reach us. You may want to order extra books at least 1 week in advance of the following holidays. April 2nd, 2018, Easter Holiday Weekend, closed Monday. May 28th, 2018, Memorial Day Holiday, closed Monday. July 4th, 2018, Independence Day, closed Wednesday. September 3rd, 2018, Labor Day, closed Monday. October 8th, 2018, Native American Day, Columbus Day, closed Monday. The Prairie Trails Newsletter is our means of communication with all patrons of the Braille and Talking Book Library. The Prairie Trails Newsletter is made available in digital audio and also in large print or via email and is posted on our website at http://library.sd.gov/btb/news. Visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/pg/library/sdbtbl. If you have any questions or comments or wish to request this newsletter in an alternative format, please contact the South Dakota Braille and Talking Book Library. Write to South Dakota Braille and Talking Book Library, 800 Governors Drive, Pierre, South Dakota, 57501-2294. Email talkbkreq@state.sd.us. Phone 1-800-423-6665, press 1, or 605-773-3131, press 1. The South Dakota Braille and Talking Book Library does not endorse any service or product listed in this newsletter. This is the end of Prairie Trails Newsletter, Spring 2018, Volume 13, Number 2, Josh Easter, Editor.